That water thing is weird though, because a lot of places will get from, well, like Atlanta gets all the water from Chattahoochee. And,
when you see them last night, there is some big fish around here.
Yeah, yeah. There's some real big fish.
I'd like to have a stream full of those. But there's your water coming looking for something like that.
Wonder how long it took that guy to catch those,
I don't believe he's been long.
Really?
And I don't believe he went on a river. Because I know he probably went on a pond.
Oh, really?
It's Spotty Lake.
Spotty Lake, I believe.
That's what he said.
He told me he was on the river.
Where was his boat?
That's on the river, Spotty Lake from the river.
Oh, it is?
Where was his boat?
He didn't, I don't know.
He had his boat from back up when he went on the river.
He didn't use the boat.
Yeah, so I think so he was fishing from the shore.
He'd have to drive 50 miles to get to it. Then.
Where
are you going? He can't fish it. I know him.
Well, it don't matter where he caught him.
Yeah. Well, I know him. You know, I don't know him.
Those things are big, though, I mean.
People say they tell you someplace they caught them because they don't want nobody to know.
They don't want
nobody
to go in
and
catch them. He catches them a lot of them over there at the country club.
Yeah. See, I told Charlie about catching about 50 bream. I challenged the day at that pond. All of them feeding ready to go out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there and catch all my bream. I shouldn't have thrown them down
to him. While you're ahead, What's the biggest bream you ever caught?
Over a pound. About a pound and a half is a really big bream.
Mm-hmm. You catch on a fly rod?
Mm-hmm.
Is that puts a pretty good fight on a fly rod, see? It's so
kind of
flimsy.
Whenever
we've
got a little bitty
one,
boy, that
like... You know, a rod is real flexible.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot flexible than a thin cane pole.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll double it. And they put up a good fire.
You know, I was talking to that guy, one of the firemen over at the station there. He's telling me that I saw him, like seen somebody out there with a cane pole have catch one of those fish that guy caught yesterday.
You know, I've had one before. When I lived in the country, I used to go fishing with the niggas every evening about 2 hours before dark. They'd go fishing. And me and my brother would go with them. We came both. So we didn't have a riding reels. And they were fishing for bream and things like that. So we had some artificial worms.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a little extra line on the pole, and I had a long cane pole to go out in the woods and cut.
Yeah.
So I put a little extra line on it and didn't have no cork or anything, just a little piece of lead. And I'd throw it, and I'd walk down the bank just dragging.
Mm-hmm.
And one got a hold of that, I swear he was bigger than one of them last night.
Really?
And he broke the end of the pole off.
Wow.
I grabbed it back, and I said, give me some help. And boy, he broke the end of the pole. And that was a fine pole, too.
Hey,
good pole. He didn't break the line, he broke the pole.
But I heard it.
Line to the line, eh?
Dude, when I was fishing in Florida, this one guy was me. I threw out the line pole or something, and come to find out it was a skipjack. And that thing just snapped the line just like that, just like it was nothing.
I've had a pond when I lived on the farm, I think. And this bass, he wasn't very big, but he was smart.
Yeah.
He was a smart. Now, they get smart. Don't doubt to do it. And then the water got up a little bit, and get up in the trees and stumps.
Mm-hmm.
And every evening, two evenings in a row, I went out there, and I was using the same kind of worm. And I'd throw in the same place, and he'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd wrap me around that tree just as quick as he'd get it. I'd have to let him run. He'd wrap me around that tree, and he'd break my line.
Yeah.
But the third day, I threw it, and then the time he hit it, I jerked it, and I found all both of my lures in his mouth.
Really? Tom Lester?
One of them was Billy. He'd been swallowed.
Wow.
Yes, you got all three of my lures back.
Yeah. How big was he?
He's about 4.5 pounds. But he was smart.
Took it and run.